Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2521. Three Practical Tips for Living on a Budget by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Three Practical Tips for Living on a Budget by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. Many people have a hard time sticking to a budget. They often find themselves spending more than they intended when they were setting their goals for the month. Some people find it difficult to stick with their budgets because they've been living beyond their means for too long. It may be time to cut back on how much you spend. Budgeting is not a new concept, with the 50-30-20 rule being one of the popular budget calculations. 2 years ago, the average American family committed $61,334 to household budgets. Budgeting goes beyond planning, and the important thing is sticking to your plan. No matter why you're budgeting, the following tips should help you see things through and be consistent. Number one, commit to using budgeting tools and methods. It's one thing to plan or set a budget, and another to find the right tools to help track or monitor your monthly expenses. These personal finance tools help individuals project, record, and track their expenditures as the months go by. The most traditional and conservative method many households use is planning and projecting their household budget on paper. Whether handwritten or printed, having a physical representation of your budget planning helps you see firsthand the numbers you're dealing with. Moreover, with proper filing, you'll always have ready access to your records. If this method doesn't seem favorable, you can try the cash envelope method. Another budgeting tool you may find convenient is the electronic type. Microsoft Excel and other digital sheets effectively manage your household budget. The chances of losing household expenditure records are greatly minimized because digital files can be stored on a cloud account. There are household budgeting apps like Mint, Honeydew, and EveryDollar that you can use for this purpose. It helps greatly when you stick to a monthly record keeping by using any of these methods and tools. The first step towards living within your budget is to understand how much money you have available for monthly expenses. This should include all spending except rent and utilities. Once this is done, you must make sure that you're not overspending in any category. Number two, make adjustments to your monthly budget when necessary. Perhaps you lived by a specific budget before getting married, or you had a budget as a married couple and then children came into the picture. The logical thing to do is to make vital adjustments to your previous budget to accommodate the changes. Life factors like marriage, children, caring for older parents, etc., require extra financing, and you could only do that by tweaking your budget. Failing to do these adjustments may result in inconveniences that affect your monthly expenditure. You may start to spend more than you would want. However, by increasing your budget limit, the extra financial accommodations you make will fall within your plans. That way, you wouldn't feel like you're exceeding your budget. If you find that you're spending too much money on dining out and entertainment, then cut back on these activities. You may need to cut back on other categories, such as groceries, transportation, and clothing. Once you've made cuts in certain areas, you may want to save money by cutting back on other items, such as cable TV, cell phone bills, and internet access. In order to live within your budget, you must also plan ahead. If you know that you're going to spend $100 per week at the grocery store, then you should try to buy food that lasts longer than just a few days. You can also shop around for better deals and discounts when buying items such as gas, electricity, and groceries. Many people have trouble saving money because they think that they'll lose everything if they don't spend enough. However, if you take an honest look at what you spend now, you may be surprised at how little you actually need to survive. And number three, avoid using the buffer money in the budget. For best household budgeting practices, it's important to make provision for what is described as a buffer. This amount is set aside to take care of any unforeseen circumstances requiring emergency cash. Indeed, the temptation to use the buffer is high when you exceed your monthly budget. This is why it's important to plan an adequate monthly limit that doesn't require you to fall back on the buffer too often. While planning a budget is important, it's imperative to walk the talk. The practical steps you employ to stick to your household plan will contribute to your domestic financial planning. Wrapping it up, you don't have to go broke paying off credit cards. You don't need to spend all of your time shopping for bargains, but you do need to know what kinds of expenses you can afford. You just listened to the post titled Three Practical Tips for Living on a Budget by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Why do people find it so hard to stick to a budget? Well, the struggle is real, and there are several reasons why it's often easier said than done. First of all, life's unpredictable. You can create the most meticulous budget on the planet, but the minute your car engine starts making weird noises or your beloved pet decides to swallow a sock, all your financial plans go out the window. Those unexpected expenses can hit hard and send your budget into a tailspin. A budget is simply a plan. It's telling your money where to go versus wondering where it went. But when life throws you a curveball and forces you to spend in ways you didn't intend, it can be discouraging. So I think it's important to remember that we need to be flexible and not throw out the baby with the bathwater. Even with setbacks, the simple act of paying attention and engaging with a budget is proven to help you spend less and manage your money better than if you made no effort. Keeping track of every penny can be exhausting. Trust me, I felt it. It's like trying to follow a strict diet. it's easy to burn out and give in to the temptation to splurge. However, with some patience, self-control, and perhaps a little extra padding for those surprise expenses, you can still make budgeting work for you. That'll do it for today. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.